won't make everything much safer. I mean, at the end of the day, Don Ray, when this is finished, and even as it is at the minute, it's greatly utilised there at the minute by all people, all local visitors alike, so on, walking groups, tour groups, people from, you know, there's a new car park finished there last year up there as well, and as well as another couple of kilometres as well done at that stage. And you have the situation now, tour groups go up there, bus groups go up there, see the locals alike go up there, the locals spend a lot of time up there, people go up there with small children because it's totally safe, people go up there with that need to use wheelchair access and that because it's totally level and it's easily moved about that way with the tarmac and that, so it's great for wheelchairs or otherwise or any kind of disability, great for the elderly to go there for a day or, you know, a run up with such and all that kind of stuff, and it's totally safe, that is the thing. And obviously then, which is huge here in Donegal, there's our cyclists, both mountain biking and obviously the road cycling and such. So this will be an alternative then as well for the road cyclists as well to bridge on to that from either side as the watch there as well, or included as part of the run out for a day out either once it's finished Donnybury, because obviously the whole thing's tarmac then from A to B. And as I say, it's totally open then to everybody, so it'll be a total game changer for us here in the Glenties, the MD, particularly the Chrysler and the family, Fulcara, got a Hork area and so on. That's as the closest towns and villages to it here at the moment. Well, Kilmacren as well, it's not too far, but we're the closest to it here at the moment. So it's another added initiative here. And like I say, we thank Donegal County Council very much for managing this, to get the funding here and listening to us councillors, myself and my five colleagues here, that have been pushing away for this, and as well as that, the local number of local people as well here, to be fair, here from the Creason area as well, that this going from day one, it's through their vision as well that this would have actually started as well, alongside government initiatives of offering money for these greenways and trails, and that's trails some years ago now. So we're getting there slowly but surely, we're getting there, and obviously the ultimate end goal is Donnybury through time, and is to go from Buttonport to Letterkenny following the old railway. It was David Alcorn, the former councillor David Alcorn, would have started this way back in the day as well from the Buttonport side, and with the vision of continuing on through Creason and on to Letterkenny and so on. And then, as I say, then local people here picked up on that as well and took on their section here in the Creason side of it. So alongside the council, that is happening now. But all in all, Donnybury, the end game would be is to have it eventually from Letterkenny, or sorry, from Buttonport to Letterkenny, or Letterkenny to Buttonport, vice versa, that you could just jump on your bike then or whatever, and or walk it, if you wish either, the whole thing then from point A to point B, and you're totally away from the town, you're up on the hill, you're up in the fresh air, you're up through the heather, everything else, the midges, unfortunately, as was about there yesterday, and all that kind of stuff, and it's great to have it locally, Donnybury, and we welcome it very much. And as I say, we're very grateful to the Donegal County Council and the government, to be fair, of giving this allocation to us this far. And we hope that will continue on, that we can get more allocations over the years ahead. And it doesn't just stop here for us. Like, the works will start now Monday, Tuesday, as I say, for this section of the railway. But myself and my colleague will be keeping on pushing on to keep at it till we get it continued on to the, as I say, carry out the visions of others that had the early starts in this and have seen the vision from their days, but we want to see that vision continued on as well, Donnybury. And on that as well, we'll be hoping as well, I'm pushing away for it, and my colleagues are pushing away for it too, is to try as well, and obviously get public conveniences up there as well, along the way as well. There's none there at the moment. We recognise it's a serious failing that it's not there, but at the moment it's not there, and we're pushing hard for it to try and get trying to get that there, to get public convenience there, to get us toilets up there. We've asked that number numerous times over the years, and we'll be continuing on with that fight now when we get back into our chambers in September and so on, Donnybury. What that just to complement what's already there, but obviously at this stage, public convenience are a must and they need to be there, but it's just getting the necessary funding, it's getting the stroke of the pen to put them there, and that's where we're sitting at the moment, Donnybury.